Alright, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on! This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Tuesday on The Usual Suspects. Barry, Nick, Joel, all present and accounted for. We appreciate you allowing us to be along for the ride as you get through your business and work day, school day, or whatever you got going. We'll take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. You know how we do around here, and we appreciate you being a suspect of the show and tuning in. What's up, fellas?
What up?
What to do?
It's Taco Tuesday.
Is it?
It is, in a lot of places.
Tuesday, which means I think that's just generically it's Taco Tuesday.
It's also National Cheeseburger Day, I think, or Hamburger Day, or Cheeseburger, some one of those things.
When you have a poor diet, every day is National Cheeseburger Day.
Most people that dine out or lunch don't need a day to have a cheeseburger or a hamburger every day.
Go ahead.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Oh, I was going to say I had a revelation, or I shouldn't say a revelation, but a pretty sad moment happened today. You guys know I've been trying to stay fit. Mm-hmm. My wife is home because she's changed jobs.
Oh.
Yeah, and she has a couple weeks before she starts her new job. So she's home every day, which is also why I've been getting here earlier. But just kidding.
That's a different story.
Just kidding. I love her to death. It's nice having her home. But I was getting ready for work today. And she had just folded clothes yesterday, so all the laundry was in a basket in the living room. So I was in my closet getting dressed, and I was like, uh-oh, I don't have any underwear. I got to go in the living room and get underwear. So I'm naked.
In the living room?
Yeah. It's my house. I walk around naked.
It makes no difference.
What? What?
I mean, I would walk around. I wouldn't care.
I wouldn't.
Oh, yeah. I'm free balling all over that place. Nope. That's mine. I'll go outside. I don't care.
You're Dave Blanken, huh?
So, we don't have kids. If I had kids, I would not walk around. I think that'd be different.
Exactly. That's another story in itself, too, right?
I mean, the cat, he's blind anyways.
He got can't windows?
See. Oh, yeah. A lot of windows.
But the neighbors?
Well, in our back.
Well, you're on the farm.
Yeah, in the back, we have underbrush that hides everything.
Our
the
living
front.
Room's got big bay windows, so people can see.
Well,
right
ours
in.
Is like, we have a double sliding glass door. But that's to the backyard, and it's all hidden. You can't see
ours
nothing.
Is to the backyard, too, but our neighbors can, I think, can see no, over the
yeah,
fence
ours
a little
can't.
Bit.
Ours can't. And then in the front, we have one door, but it's you can't see through it, even if you're 10 feet in front of it.
So you're free-balling.
So I was getting ready to for the show, get butt-naked, no underwear. So I walk into the living room, and as I round the corner into the living room, my wife sees me and goes, uh-oh. What kind of response to your naked husband is uh-oh?
Probably because she forgot to wash your underwear.
No, it had no. They were clean underwear. She sees my body and goes uh-oh. What?
Hey, that's not.
Are you sure it was because of your body?
I mean, well, she's already seen the penis, so that wasn't a surprise. That it couldn't have been that. I mean, she already knows what I'm working with down there. She just saw me and goes, uh-oh. I was like, oh, that's definitely getting talked about today. She's like, don't you do that. I was like, it's funny. I just meant that you were naked walking around. I was like, yeah, sure, right. You just saw me and went, oh, God, uh-oh, what have I done? That's all right, though.
There's not a good morning. There's a confidence booster.
Yeah, so I'm feeling good. Not a good morning for me. That happened.
So you think what? It's just because you're fat? Or wait, why do you think she said, uh-oh?
I mean, it could be any number of things.
Because your whiteness blinded her?
Could be that. maybe she just finally saw it in the light for the first time and went, oh, well, that explains it. Uh-oh.
Speaking of that, did you hear about this?
Hear about what?
Stormy Daniels is writing a memoir.
The Mushroom?
The Mushroom. Yeah. Evidently, the president is less than average and a mushroom.
Does it surprise, if you have kids in the car, 5, 4, 3, 2, change the channel. Does it surprise anyone that the president would have a weird-shaped penis? I mean, really? You can look at it.
I would think the underbrush would be weird because it would be bleached blonde and combed over.
And wispy.
I don't know about the actual tool in the toolbox.
Bleached blonde and combed over.
Pubic hair is a comb over. It has wispy, long pubic hair. Like, does it surprise anyone, though, that he's got a weird thing?
No, I mean, she slept with him when his, I'm assuming when he was like 60-something anyway, right?
But that's not going to change the shape.
I'm sure it's not going to make it look any better at 60-something.
No.
She also was...
She said it was shaped like a mushroom.
Yeah.
That's a smart move.
But actually added more to it, like unusually shaped like a mushroom. And then she followed it up with one of the most... For what was the most underwhelming sexual experience of my life.
Wow.
I think it was the exact opposite for him.
Wow.
Yeah, so when that comes out, expect all kinds of reaction.
I wonder if he, because I feel like he would, if he's
gonna tweet about
below it. Below average. No, I feel like he's probably like, I have an amazing penis. It's the greatest penis ever. That's not true.
Remember my big hands?
Yeah. But I feel like if you're undersized, they tell you to shave.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll make it look larger, but I don't know. It would just make it stand out more. It'd be like, oh, you really are shaped like a fifth grader. Like, I feel like it would just magnify your deficiency.
I don't know how mushroom got to fifth grader.
She said he was small.
Yeah.
So I feel like if you shaved it to try to make it look better, now you're just going, everybody look, I'm small.
Let's just first thing.
I don't know.
First move. Maybe. On his part is he's not walking in the living room naked.
No, no. Probably not.
Probably not. And he's really already got his uh-oh. Because I believe she just put it out there publicly, uh-oh.
So the other thing that happened this morning is my light company. So I don't check the mail very often. Maybe every 2 weeks, three weeks.
I'm with you. Lisa does a little bit more than me, but I'm with you.
It's a long ways down to the end of the
that's
driveway.
That's not my excuse.
Down to the end of the driveway is a long way.
Mine's is at the, like, down at the end of the street. It's like 4 or 5 houses down.
So you don't go very often either.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
And I drive. I don't give a damn. It's half a block.
I don't do that. Right. But mine's like you, like 5 or 6 houses.
No, Nick's lazy
away.
Ass.
There's no
I
way
Uber.
I'm walking to the mailbox.
I Uber.
Ever.
I take an Uber to the mailbox.
I would.
Lazy ass
Nick.
It's
like 7 houses down.
It's a 40-cent Uber. Plus tip, it's like $9. But so I go get the mail last night for the first time in a couple weeks, and I'm going through the mail, and I have a disconnect notice for my lights. I was like, what the hell happened here? Why do I have a disconnect notice? And I make sure, I was like, oh, my God, did I forget to pay the light bill? Because that happens, and I look, and I've paid the light bill, and it's already been taken. There's no problems. I haven't missed the light bill since I switched energy providers 3 months ago. Our Energy is who I'm with, by the way. Not happy. So... I call them.
Might be time to infuse some energy into your life.
You know, I got this place through Energy Ogre, who does, you know, I spoke for them in the past.
I remember, yeah.
And they do a really good job. Like, they've done a really good job of saving me money until this company. And my light bill doubled with this new company. Really? And they're like, oh, well, energy prices went up. So it's not just them. That's the cheapest we could get you or whatever. Anyways, I call them and say, hey, I got a disconnect notice. I was curious why. And she goes, let me see. She looks at my account. She goes, oh, so we see you paid your bill on the 13th. That notice went out on the 12th. So you can disregard it. And I said, well, I'm just curious. When was my payment due? Because I thought it was right around the 13th. She goes, oh, it was due on the 10th. So you guys sent me a disconnect notice after 2 days?
That's pretty weak.
She says, yeah. It's like, what kind of dumbass operation are you running? 2 days.
Yeah, I would usually, it would take like
30,
a month
45.
And a half.
Well, and have a track record of not paying your bill, being delinquent, all those kind of things.
I mean, don't they realize most people get paid on the 15th? If your bill is due on the 10th, you're probably going to pay bills around the 15th. I paid it on the 13th.
That seems a little...
That's just a broke-ass electricity
company. Right? I'm like, right? How desperate are you for money? That, like, I was like,
well,
oh,
Mr.
no.
Laminack, you don't realize if you don't pay us within 2 days, we can't pay our employees. We're waiting on your check. Take care of our bill.
Yeah, then you don't need to be in business. If 2 days is put you out, Maybe business ain't your thing.
Barry,
maybe,
that's how you become an energy ogre. Oh, you bust some people's ass within 2 days if they don't pay.
I've never heard of Our Energy, and I see why now, because I was like, you guys are terrible. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. 2 days, and you send me a disconnect notice? I was like, I'll be changing. Energy ogre be damned? I think I'm in a contract, though, now.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I think energy ogre locked me up, but I'm gonna be letting them know.
Mm-hmm.
This is BS.
Put them on blast.
2 days.
Put them on blast.
Could you? Oh, I just did. But
no,
could
no,
you,
no. On social media.
On social media. Yeah. I feel like this is more powerful than social media.
I think
we reach a lot more people. Yeah. If you know anybody that works at Our Energy, tell them Barry hates them. That they're a-holes. Two days.
Expressing his anger with a lot of venom.
Yeah.
I bet you the water company wouldn't do that. And you owe them way more money than the electricity company.
That's what I'm saying. I owe them $750. And I paid it 5 days late. And they're like, we're just happy to have it. Thank you. Man, 2 days. And we're not talking about, it wasn't a $700 light bill. It was like $180.
Ozarka actually tweeted you the other day and said, if you need us, we're here for you, brother. We got them in 5 gallon tubs if you need it.
Man, it might be cheaper just to take it out there and pour it on the grass. Damn. Yeah.
You had a rough morning, man.
I'm telling you, it's been a wild one.
Wow. Yeah. Well, we're just getting started, too. If you want to join in on the action, HR&P listener line, 713-780-3776. Call or text that number. You can also reach us via Twitter, where it's at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with the K, at Barry is funny. We got lots to talk about. We've got Monday Night Football. We've got an Astros meltdown late. Mm. And all kinds of other things. So if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, reach out and touch us. We'll be here till 4. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to The Big Show. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. Barry with a rough morning. Yikes.
Yeah, Blade Brown on Twitter said almost all Texas electric companies will send a disconnect notice after 2 days. Is that true?
I mean, I can see a trend going that way only because I feel like companies want their money and they want their money now.
But I've always not paid my bill.
Ever.
I responded to that and I said my electric company doesn't do that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If my bill's due on the 10th. I might pay it on the 12th or the 13th or the 14th because we get paid on the 15th here.
Right.
Do you write a check or do you do it online?
I do it online.
Yeah. Especially if you do it online, it shouldn't be because then you can see it. You get the updated post like right away.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd be curious. We need to call up one of our guys. We need to get Josh on the line.
Yeah.
And then maybe get switched or something. I don't know.
Dude, I'm telling you, he'll take care of you and he's great. Infuse energy.
Yeah. Good. That's what I'm saying.
I'll get him on during the break. I'll get him on to talk to you and set it all up for you.
I'm just curious about the 2 days. Yeah. Just ask him about the 2 days. That's what I want to know. Because I think I'm in a contract. I can't do anything right now.
Okay.
Damn it.
We'll check that out.
Yeah.
Nick, anything eventful last night?
I just enjoyed watching the Monday Night Football game. I didn't enjoy the fact that the Seahawks O-line looked absolutely garbage, and my pick was wrong. But
Dwayne Brown looked, boy.
Hey, tell the truth, though. You were at home going, I wish I was in Vegas right now.
I'm not going to lie to you. I really was thinking like that.
When I saw you yesterday before the show getting on the elevator, I was like, this dude does not want to be here. He is missing Vegas so much right now.
I remember I took
you. Just had that aura of forget all this. I'm moving.
I was actually messaging Holly about that. I was like, dude, I totally would move to Vegas for that. But the reality is, man, I went to Vegas before for a long time. I think the trip was like 10 days, and I wanted to be home.
Really?
Yeah. But this particular trip was perfect. It was like four days, and I had a lot of fun, and I didn't get in any trouble, and I didn't lose my phone. So, yeah, I did kind of want to stay this time.
Okay.
But 10 days can be a lot because you miss your house. You're living in a hotel. You probably don't have a car. You're walking around.
Yeah.
You always got to buy food.
Living there would be worse.
I was just going to ask you that. So you hear from a lot of people, great place to visit, but I'd never live there. And to me, unless you're on the strip, I mean, it's like, to me, it's like living in Phoenix. You got everything nearby, but you don't have to dabble unless you want to. And I have friends that live there that said, yeah, it's great. Because if we do, are looking for something to do, you've got everything at your fingertips, because every weekend there are people rolling in from all over the country that want to experience new, different fun, whatever. So there's always options for you. But if you want to get away from it, you just live a little bit like a lot of the golf course communities, a lot of the places, the neighborhoods off the strip. It's just like a regular neighborhood. There's grocery stores. There's everything else. So I don't think I'd ever have a problem with it.
I wonder, like, it's got to be similar to here, right? How many times have you been to NASA?
A couple.
Really?
Well, I had to for work.
Oh.
Yeah, but he said a couple. I mean, and as long as he's been here, that's really not that.
I'm born and raised, and I've never been to NASA.
Well, that's you. I mean, how would you not go to
NASA? How many times have you been to the San Jacinto Monument?
That'd be zero.
I've done probably two or three times with my family.
Been once when I was like six. I don't even remember it hardly.
Yeah.
Battleship Texas.
Zero.
Couple times.
Family. Once. I took Dave Landau out there about a year and a half ago when he was here in town.
Yeah, but it's definitely like that, because Vegas people, as a matter of fact, Fred's friend, I forgot his name, but he was like, man, I live here and I haven't made a bet in 3 months. I got to come back to the strip. He came to the strip just to place a bet.
Because I feel like you're there and you take it for granted. Ah, we can go anytime we want, and you don't do it.
Yeah, it's so true. There's a lot of locals that won't even come to the strip. They'll stay in downtown Vegas. They'll stay in Fremont. Henderson is considered a decent suburb community that people would like to live in. And cheap cost of living is not as expensive as it is in Houston. So,
like, you can live in a really nice golf course community and not pay like you think you'd pay in a lot of other places, because there's so many golf courses around Vegas. Because, again, the tourists want to play golf too. And I know my buddy's family lives moderately, didn't make that much money, but had like a small one-level house on one of the golf courses. Beautiful.
Yeah.
And you, like you said, Nick, the cost of living is pretty low. And you know, if you want to go drink, all you got to do is hang out in the casino and play a couple of hands. It's a lot cheaper than going to the bar.
Yeah.
A lot more action going on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Concerts.
I think it would be dope.
Fights, events.
Do you think you would get used to it, though? It's kind of like do you know anybody that like lives in like Denver, right? And you see the Rockies every day, and then at some point you don't even notice it anymore.
You know, I feel like that's true. I do feel like it's up to you to have fun. Like, you go to Midtown or downtown right now. It may not be for everybody, but you can go to Midtown and downtown and not have a blast, and you can go to Midtown and downtown and have an absolute blast. Yeah. It is kind of what you make of it.
But I think in Vegas, you take it for granted. Like, you get used to the fact that the casinos are always there. Those shows are always there. When you think about some of the stars and the opportunities for concerts and shows that roll through Vegas, as a local, you're probably just like, eh, whatever. And for us, it would be like, damn.
No, when J-Lo was in, when J-Lo was, J-Lo had just left Vegas when we got there. And apparently she rocked Vegas up and down, locals and not. So there were
really?
Yeah, so it just kind of depends. They have like this massive like electronic convention that they do once a year that's absolutely big, massive, where locals go to. They have that rave that they do once a year that locals go to. I mean, there is stuff that locals do attend.
That porn convention that they do once a year.
I haven't been. I wouldn't need to be a local, but...
But here's the thing, Nick. If for you, as opposed to us, for you, it's like the greatest dessert bar where you can eat all you want and you don't have to gain a pound, because the fact that what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas, and the people that you're dealing with, if you're scouting chicks, they're not staying in Vegas. Yeah. So guess what? Hit and run all the time.
Oh, yeah.
No, and you don't need accident insurance. You're just boom, 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 in and out. Bye, see ya. Oh, you got a plane to catch? Well, I can get you an Uber. I'm done. But you know what? Unless you were looking for like a long-lasting relationship, it's ideal.
Yeah.
That's
a good point.
It's like a new flavor. You go to 31 flavors with 31 new flavors every weekend. You just go to the same spots, but it's different people.
That's true.
They are trending.
So if I'm single, that's hell where I'm moving, right?
Dude, why do you think I had the biggest smile in the world when I was
What are you still doing here?
Yeah, I know.
Get your ass to Vegas.
Book me a trip.
Book you a trip. Move, ho.
I mean, you can afford $750 water bill. Can you
think about
doing it?
But think about that. Do sports radio. I'm hooking in on the Vegas. Side.
I'm doing sexual favors on the side to pay my water bill, bro.
If you're doing sports ugly. Radio in Vegas, though, it's like you don't have a home team.
You do soon.
Well, you will soon, yeah. Right? But at the same time, the audience listening to you probably ain't worried about one team.
No, here's the deal, though. They got the Golden Knights.
Small market.
They got the Golden Knights.
Yep.
They're going to move the Raiders over there. Right. It's an NBA town. They've got the ace, the women's team, which I know people...
The aces, yeah.
Or man, aces,
you should have
whatever.
Not even said that.
Yeah, but the thing is, MGM owns all these teams, and they're going to own an NBA team, too. They're going
eventually,
to.
Yeah.
No. The MGM doesn't own...
They own teams.
The Maloof brothers. Is it not the Maloof brothers?
No, the Maloof brothers own
they definitely
the
own the
Kings.
Women's
yeah,
basketball
who's the Golden
team.
Knights? The Golden Knights are...
I guarantee you, MGM's going to own the NBA.
I don't think that they can own it because it's the same thing with Tillman. He had to give up his control of his casino.
Yes.
Those casinos can't own sports franchises.
And you cannot bet on that franchise.
Yeah.
So when the Maloofs,
or maybe you can't take action on
the
it.
The Maloofs wanted to move the Kings to Vegas. You could bet on all the other NBA games.
Couldn't
you can't,
bet, yeah.
you can't
and
bet
maybe
on
that's
that
what
game.
It is.
The MGM Resort International bought the WNBA team. They okay. owned the WNBA
oh, so then
team.
They just can't take action on that yeah. team. Then,
they
I'm
own
guessing.
The Las Vegas Aces.
Oh. So they can't.
Did you
so
find
then,
that out by trying to put 20 on them?
No, I just looked it up right now.
So then what's the rule then? Because it wasn't Tillman Fertitta have to give up something
yeah,
to
NBA
own the Rockets?
The NBA is different than
what did he have to give up?
I don't remember. It was something with
he
his casino.
You can't be you can't have operating control.
Oh, well.
Of casinos. Well, the Maloofs did.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe it's just you can't take action on that team.
Fertitta still owns
right.
Golden Nugget.
But
no,
I'm saying,
I think that's right. I think that's
right. You
can't
just take the action
because they
on
were talking
the
about the fact. Remember because
casino.
Remember because they said for everybody that before Tillman bought the team, everybody that through his casinos had action on the Rockets to either win it all or make the Western Conference Finals or the Warriors before the series was even played, you automatically won because you can't have action on the Rockets. I think that's right. We'll look it up in a break. All right, we're just getting started. Just a couple segments in. If you want to join the show, 713-780-3776, HRNP Listener Line. You can call, you can text, you can hit us on Twitter. We're back with more. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, gang, welcome. Appreciate you being along. It is the first hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. So,
hey, yeah, real quick, before we do this beer house, King's Beer House thing, I just wanted to correct something. Nick was absolutely right. You can do a casino. You can't own a team, but you can't take action on that team. We just looked it up. Mm-hmm. Tillman Fertitta can't take action on the Rockets, but he can own the Rockets and still own the casino. And I think somebody even said... I remember who it was on the text line, but they said, did he have to sell, did Tillman have to sell his stake in the Texans when he bought the casino? That I don't remember. I would have to,
I'd have to research
that's
that.
That's interesting.
But yeah.
That would be an interesting one, too.
And also, yeah. The MGM Resort CEO, Jim Murren, I believe is how you pronounce his last name. Jim Murren. He said that the city of Las Vegas is likely to have their own NBA team owned by the MGM Resorts within the next 5 years.
That's crazy.
And they'll play in T-Mobile Arena
that's because
with the Knights. Which would be cool because it's a fantastic arena, and the Raiders are probably.
Is that where
the Raiders
fight
are
was?
Play a
where was the fight? Oh, the fight was at the MGM.
No, T-Mobile Arena.
Was it? Nice.
Absolutely.
Oh wow.
It's nice.
The T-Mobile Arena.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a beautiful arena.
Because that was one of the biggest drawbacks to any team going there in the past was the fact they didn't have a state-of-the-art arena that could house any of the major four sports.
It's such a nice arena. It's increased the value of the hotels surrounding the arena. So the Monte Carlo, which has kind of become a dated casino, has now changed to the Park MGM. Now that it's owned by the MGM, they changed it up. So everything around T-Mobile Arena is really being, you know, developed and looking nice. So, yeah.
Okay. That's good to know. Yeah, yeah, because remember now, the most open to gambling has been the NBA because they were the ones that won it right away when they had...
Silver was really cool about it.
Adam Silver's really into it because he knows it's a side revenue generating, because he's smart too. He wants all the wagers and things to include between 1% and 5% going to the league, so the league can have massive amounts of money to do all the things that they need to do from it's a franchise, smart. Players, everything like that.
Dude, it's about time that it sports embrace that. It's kind of like the whole marijuana thing, right? Like, you look at it and you think, okay, you know what? This is a lot like alcohol. There's no reason for this not to be legal. And it's the same thing with betting. There's no reason for it not to be legal. Well, and there's no reason that everyone can't benefit from it.
And here's the other thing. Just like weed, people are doing it anyway.
Yeah.
Whether it's legal or not, people are doing it. Whether it's legal or not, people are gambling, right? So that's why the NBA was so open to FanDuel and all the different
smart
daily sites, because it takes fantasy sports to a new level, and they know that if they can get something out of it, it's the new wave. It's where people are going anyway. So you might as well try to be innovators and go with it.
And the thing, like, it's you either embrace it and benefit from it and get your, what'd you say, 1% to 5%? Or you be, you know, crotchety and old and let it pass you by and then try to make up for the lost revenue later because of it. And at least he's smart enough to be out in front of it and go, yeah, we'll embrace this. We'll make money off of it and we'll embrace it.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. So at a certain point, there's no doubt about it. You get to the point where you're like, yeah, I don't want to see it pass me by. And the last thing you want to do is see other leagues that jump on it and you don't.
Yeah.
And then realize,
and stupid.
Yeah, there's no making that up.
Yep.
So, interesting to see how that all plays out. Hey, I do want to tell you, speaking of all that fantasy stuff, you want to play fantasy football, but you don't want to get locked down for the whole season? We've got an opportunity for you. You just log on to ESPN975.com, click on the Pro Football Pick'em brought to you by Bombshells, and you can play for a week, a couple of weeks, or if you got it all figured out and they got the time on your hands, you can play for the entire season. Each week, we're giving away prizes to the top three winners. One of this week's prizes is a $50 gift card to King's Beer House. King's Beer House is the perfect football hideaway. Plenty of TVs to catch every football game, Sunday brunch to help you get over Saturday's fun, crafty cocktails of every variety, and happy hour every week, Monday through Friday from 3 until 6. All you got to do, like I said, is to log on to ESPN975.com, click on the Pro Football Pick'ems. You can see our picks as well. Have some fun with it. Check out King's Beer House if you get a chance to.
So, yeah, we got this text. Somebody said, why does it feel like it's the most Houston thing ever, the following scenarios? You have an okay coach and a bad quarterback. Now a bad coach with a good quarterback that has the potential to be great. Everyone else can find a good coach, but not Houston. It's difficult to get both. That's why it's difficult to win a championship and sustain any kind of winning. If you get a Peyton Manning, an Aaron Rodgers, or a Tom Brady, those can make the coaches look better too. So don't mistake that. If Bill O'Brien was the head coach in Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers is going to make him look good. Play calling be damned.
Because he's going to ignore everything that Bill O'Brien says if he doesn't agree possibly with the play call. And he has the ability to do that. I think that's what you saw with New England, too. Remember, they got into it one day on the sidelines, too, one game. Because at some point, Tom Brady's going to say, hey, I appreciate all your research into this and what you want to run, but I know, and this is what I'm going to do. And if it fails, it's on me. But here's my thing, guys. I was thinking about this last night, and I was looking at it. You can look at the Belichick tree, and you can see that all of the disciples have losing records. We've talked about that. Mm-hmm. You can look at the quarterback whisperer, but you can see all of the disciples under New England and Tom Brady have failed once they got out from under the tree and the umbrella that's Brady and Belichick. But when you look at, and then you look at Bill O'Brien, the thing is that you have to really swallow is the fact that he had 1 year left on his deal, but you chose to give him an extension. He's not going anywhere. That's the thing, because you cut him loose. The McNairs aren't going to pay him for 3.5 more years. This Kevin McHale got a hell of a deal from an owner that really didn't want to pay it, but he got over two years left on his deal at over six a year. But you're not going to pay him to get all that extra cake to do those extra things. But the thing is, when you're looking for coaches, there are coaches that have been in the league a lot less time than Bill O'Brien that have succeeded tenfold more than Bill O'Brien. I give you two examples, right? I give you McDermott and I give you McVay. Because both of them were ass bottom when they were brought in. And in a year's time, they were playoff teams. People forget the Buffalo Bills were a playoff team last year.
Yep.
With Tyrod Taylor. So there's a new coach that turned it around
so well now.
Real quickly. It's not, but at the same point and time, at least they got that quick turnaround. You look at the Rams. And you look at a guy who came in, made the right moves, got in coordinators. The other problem I have with all this, because I hear everybody on all the shows on our station talking about Bill O'Brien. The bottom line is normally when you have more than one title under your umbrella with your franchise, whether it be in IT or anything like that, it's because you've mastered your job and you're helping out in other areas because you can multitask. He's proven he can't multitask at the coordinator position, right? Because either he says, well, I'm so focused on the offense, I don't know when to call timeouts, I don't know when to throw the challenge flag, and I can't manage the clock. Well, if you want to do all those things, then why don't you give up and relinquish the offensive play calling and the offense to someone that can spend all of their focus 100% of the time on making this kid better, making the system right, and doing the things that you're supposed to do. Because he can't do both. It's obvious.
It's probably a McNair thing. Because you should have knew that when you re-signed him. You should have never re-signed him. You knew what you were going to get. You knew what he was going to expect. You know he wasn't going to be really willing to relinquish a lot of the power if he could get away with it. I mean, you knew that when you re-signed him. And that's on McNair or whoever else wanted to re-sign
Barry
Bill
was
O'Brien.
Spot on yesterday, too. You can't afford to have this kid turn into David Carr Part 2.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're heading down that direction because, you know what, we heard all the rumors that he got into it with Osweiler before he was done with him, that mm-hmm. they had a confrontation that was physical in some nature in the coach's office at halftime of a game. I think it was in Tennessee. Well, the fact of the matter is that for everybody that bitched about, well, there was too small of a sample size. Well, the only small sample size we have on you, Bill, where you really succeeded offensively calling plays and doing things was last year when you coached Deshaun for 6 games, and that's what everybody was banking on. Now, you've got a full schedule. You've got an open, clean slate to do it all again. We haven't seen that. Fred was talking about it last night. He's absolutely right. We haven't seen any of that offense and that open kind of get him out of the pocket to try and make up for the fact that your offensive line is less than stellar. But run those kind of plays, have a lot of movement, get him out of the pocket so he doesn't become David Carr and become a sitting duck target. We haven't seen any of that.
Well, the problem is that, one, I mean, I guess they were banking on Central Henderson being healthy and being here, which is weird to think that anyways. But this line is so bad. You look no further than the game last night. Even if you have a mobile quarterback that can throw on the run and
didn't
do
help.
Those things, it's not going to happen all the time. And defensive linemen are fast. You can't just run away from Khalil Mack. He'll catch you. Even if you're Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson, he's fast enough and a good enough athlete to catch you. So just to think that, well, he should just be able to run away from defensive pressure and be a superstar, it's not going to happen. I would venture to say that we felt like this line was going to be better than it was last year, and I don't know if that's the case based on the small sample size that we have this year. Regardless of that fact, this team failed when they didn't try to improve significantly on the O-line. And I'm not by any stretch saying that Bill O'Brien is a good coach and that he deserves the extension that he got. What I'm saying is you need to also be pointing a finger at the GM for not making that O-line better
Absolutely.
Than it currently is. And I think he's getting a free pass on this. They knew what their deficiency was. We talked about it all offseason. We talked about the fact that, yeah, they could get better in the secondary, and yeah, they could get better at this. But the number one priority in the draft and in free agency should have been the offensive line, and it wasn't. Did they get better in the secondary? You betcha. Did they get better at the O-line? No. And that should have been the priority. You had a bit of depth. Wasn't great, but you had a little bit of depth in the secondary. Not nearly. It wasn't nearly as
the O-line was supposed to be improved.
Exactly.
The special teams were supposed to be improved.
And the GM's getting a pass on all this. Everyone is pointing fingers at Bill O'Brien, and they should.
But he picked him.
Because he's sucking during the games, and so he's getting a lot of this fire. But think about this. You can only call so many plays if you know that the protection won't hold up.
So is it a consensus that instead of a slight improvement in the offensive line, it's actually worse? Because I thought it was slightly improved coming into the season, looking at on paper. But what I'm looking at right now isn't exactly living up to that.
Yeah, I felt like it was going to be, because I felt like it couldn't have been worse than it was last
year.
Can
we just stop?
Now,
I know. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I mean, it's weird because you go half to half, even in this last game. When you look at the first half, it was a disaster. It was garbage. They couldn't run the ball. Yeah. They weren't holding up. Deshaun Watson, in the first game, we said, well, he's holding the ball too long. Remember, we talked about he's holding the ball too long. He's not. Well, that's great. That means that he had time. But then this last game, he had no time. He was always on the run. And in the second half, there's all kinds of holes for Miller and Blue to run through. So I really don't know what this offensive line is. I just know it's not good.
Yeah. And I tell you what, man, I know we've said this before, but if I'm going to be a quarterback's coach that's trying to prove myself, the last thing I want to do is work with a good quarterback. I don't want to work like the last team I want to be a quarterback's coach is the Patriots or the Packers, where I'm working with Tom Brady. I'd rather work with someone that hasn't proved himself yet and can and I am a part of the reason of his development. Like, if I'm working with Kirk Cousins, a lot of people don't necessarily believe in Kirk Cousins, but if he does something way better, maybe you can credit the quarterback's coach for doing that. I'm not crediting somebody who's been working with Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers.
Perfect example of that, exactly what you're saying, is Sean McVay in the Rams. Look what Jared Goff was when
before he got there.
When Jeff Fisher was there.
Yep.
He was. Everyone was like, this guy's a bust.
Didn't even play.
Jared Goff is a bust. He's not like this whole team sucks.
And
then Sean McVay gets in there and does something with a guy that no one that the people were already claiming was a bust.
Did you see that guy? Like,
yeah, that's a great point about both of you making about the fact that sometimes it.
And did you see McVay? He was called out, not called out, but like he was doing an interview and they were asking him to remember plays from like
Barry.
2 years ago.
Yeah, I told Barry about that.
I saw that when I was at the airport in Houston. I could not believe
it. Worse than that. It was like farther back than that. And they're like, he's making fun of it. Like, I really didn't have a life. But they're like going, okay, when you were in Washington as the offensive coordinator, it was 3rd and 9 against this team. And you guys had to get the first down to stay in the game. And he goes, yeah, Pierre Garçon ran a slot route, ran it to the center of the field, caught it, stopped on a dime, went the other way. We got 9.5. We got the first down. We ended up doing this, then doing that. And the guys doing the interview were just like, are you kidding me? And
it's crazy.
He says he's got a photographic memory for all of that. But the one thing I was getting back to on the other thing, Barry, the general manager is a Bill O'Brien hire. Because remember now, when Rick left, Bill was all about being involved in that process, and Brian Gain was the guy that Bill O'Brien won. So even from a general manager's standpoint, Bill O'Brien's got his hand in that cookie jar too. He doesn't escape the blame.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. He did have a say in that. He won that battle versus Rick Smith, and then he got his guy. So
not
I mean,
that Rick Smith was good, but you know he's chuckling a little bit right now.
Oh, you think? All right, we'll get to your text 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. Get us up on Twitter at Pac-Man Joel, at Barry is Funny, at the producer Nick. Also, I want you to hit up Vortex in Houston. Vortex is Houston's first and only multi-sensory indoor cycling and boxing studio. They have those rumble classes. That's the boxing classes. They also have the spin classes. You get a full body, a fantastic full body workout in only 45 minutes. So you're not spending an hour and a half at the gym. You go in 45 minutes, you get out, it's done. It's nice. Man, the place is outstanding. It's a luxury gym, but it's affordable. It's not expensive. $25 for a day for your classes for spin or rumble. You can do $40 unlimited for a week of walk-ins, and they have a monthly plan where you can get the rumble or ride membership for $195. It's really nice, man. They're the only studio that has 3 rows of bikes, which is really badass. They've got 3 rows, 48 bikes in total, so you know you can get in there and get some work done. The boxing classes are sometimes taught by, just an Olympic boxer, Charles Blackwell. You know, he's just teaching you how to box and getting you in shape. No big deal. And also, when I was there, I went there last week. Not going to lie, the scenery, it was pretty nice. 4-to-1 ratio. Might be a place you want to go work out there, even if you're a single dude. The best part, all the equipment they have for you. You don't need to go out and get gloves. You don't need to go out and get hand wraps. You don't need to go out and get shoes for the spin classes. It's all there and available for you if you need it. You can get those gloves and the shoes and everything else. Morning and afternoon classes. And, dude, when I say the place is nice and luxurious, they even have USB chargers inside the lockers. So you get there, you put your clothes in your locker, plug in your phone, you go work out, you come back, phone's charged, you're ready to go. It's nice, man. They've thought of everything. 1707 West Gray is where they're located, right there next to the Panera Bread in Midtown / River Oaks area. Give them a call. 281-501-3094 is the number, 281-501-3094. Call them, get signed up, tell them Barry sent you.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling along. First hour of the show. Barry, Nick, and Joel on the Usual Suspects. On a Tuesday, boys, let's not forget we do have to do a Wayback Wednesday tomorrow.
Says
so we
you.
Need to be thinking of the theme.
Let's just boycott Wayback Wednesday this week. No one cares.
They actually do.
I know.
Yeah. And the thing is, the easy out.
I love it. I'm glad when,
I do too. But the easy out would be to either let three listeners go at it or do the thing where we just do all 3 hours but pick themes for each hour.
You know who says that?
Someone who's scared to lose.
I won last week, bitch. So
Joel,
just,
a bit.
Yeah, so you just, I forgot about you just that. Slow your
Joel
roll.
Joel did win.
Yeah, right. Watch out. Don't no, open your mouth it. And let your foot come popping out.
No, he did
who
not.
Won who was it? Was it you?
You were disqualified.
So Daddy oh, won the right. poll. That's Daddy right. won the poll.
No.
Though. Yeah, the
DQ.
The vote.
DQ. Yeah, I'm That's Al- what I love about Barry.
I'm Al Gore in this bitch. I won the popular vote. I just didn't win the whole thing.
Okay, mushroom penis. Well, enjoy your victory. Yeah.
Let's get to some of these texts real quick. Somebody said, I work for TXU. A lot of smaller electric companies are going to the day-to-day because prices are so high. So, yeah, they might send out a notice a day or two afterwards. So he said it's pretty common practice, apparently. And then someone else said, TXU doesn't call me until I'm a month behind. So I don't know. I don't know what to think.
I'm with Stream. And it's
did you hear from Josh? What did he say?
I did. And Josh said that it's customary that you have to give at least 16 days to pay the bill. After the due date, they can only terminate for a non-pay if they've given 10 days notice. So most providers will give that notice quickly to get that
so
clock
2 days
running.
Is pretty normal.
So it. So That's I said stupid. To the general public, would they get a notice 2 days after? He said, well, we'll send the notice a couple days after the due date, but a lot of companies will send it within 2 days.
Okay.
So that they get that clock ticking so that they can say that they gave 10 days notice.
Gotcha. All right. Well, now maybe I'm not so angry. Thank you, Josh. When my year's up, I'll be calling you.
There you go.
Get switched. This is ridiculous. All right, Nick, did you go to the Bunny Ranch? We asked that already.
Yeah, we did. No. I did not go. I
he
did not.
Make he
it.
Did not admit to it.
I didn't go. I really didn't go.
L.U. Dillon's last name is Vegas. He claims the phrase "What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas." That was from O.U. Mike.
Shocker.
Or on social media.
Over under 7 games for Gordon with the Pats this season, and over under 500 receiving yards for the season. I will take the under and the under on those, but I still say he'll have some touchdown catches.
Over on the 500 five. Yards. What was the first one?
I think over on the 500. Seven yards
games.
As well.
7 games.
That's a little bit tougher, but I'll say
from the, given his track record,
I'm gonna say over.
So you're gonna take the over on the games
just because
the,
he's at the Patriots.
Okay.
Because everybody says when they walk into that,
it's
to that,
different. It's like going it's to the Yankees, culture. Shave your beard, you act so, right, wear a suit.
Cincinnati Reds too. Okay. Oh, no way. They just make you shave. Not the same culture.
And I brought up the Ocho Cinco example. He didn't do nothing when he went with the Patriots, and then when he left and went to Miami, he headbutted his wife. So I'm just saying. Just saying. He didn't headbutt his wife when he was at New England.
That's true. Somebody wanted to know who our favorite Houston rapper was. There's a zero. Any trying to be a man of the people here, guys?
I don't know. Flip, Millionaire, Paul Wall, Bun B. I can't leave Bun B out. Probably Bun B.
Bun, pick one. Scarface.
Pimp C.
So does it have to be one rapper or can it be a group? Because I'm going to go Ghetto Boys because I'm old school.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not. I didn't really. I'm going to say UGK.
Okay.
Bun B.
That's acceptable.
Yeah, I'm going to say Bun B.
Okay. There you go. That's easily answered. Nothing seems like it'll ever change coaching-wise as long as McNair is the owner. It's a great point because here's the problem with McNair. He's an old school dude. He's an old school values kind of guy. He puts, certain values of his above everything else. And when you have an old school guy like that, he's not going to take a lot of chances. And you feel like you see the Rams of the world and the Bills of the world. And heck, back in the day, the Steelers of the world going and getting Mike Tomlin, those teams, they took chances and they got good coaches. And I don't know if this was the right chance. And you have to be able to say, you know what? We didn't get it right. Let's keep moving. But he's comfortable with O'Brien because O'Brien will just tell him, yes, sir, no, sir, sure, we'll do that or whatever. For some reason, they're just like, no, Bob McNair is loyal to a fault to his quote his guys. He was with Rick Smith. He was with Gary Kubiak. He was with all these
guys.
That's
a good point.
He's loyal to a fault, and you've got to get better at that if you're going to get better as a team.
I completely agree.
Okay.
Because, yeah, he's overly loyal to he was to Rick Smith forever. I always joke that he had a seat at their table for Thanksgiving and Christmas. But because of that relationship, he got a job and was able to stay on a lot longer than a lot of other owners probably would have allowed him to do with the way he drafted
him. He's not going to sign. Also, we talk about the choir boys all the time.
Yep.
He's not going to sign a guy like
old school value.
Michael Kendricks, who's facing jail time, who's playing for the Seahawks for insider trading. He's not gonna put that guy on his team.
No,
that's just his nature.
Who was it? AJ was making a point about Kevin Johnson. He was drafted ahead of I forget who he was making the point, but the same thing.
Marcus Peters.
Yeah, choir boy versus not choir boy, but look at the difference. Sometimes you got to just make a good football decision, yeah. Bob, and you know, not just you decide know, based on what.
I mean, you would
go to church on Sunday, and I can't look my pastor in the face if I go out and get Marcus Peters. Well, no one don't go to church and win. Idiot.
The biggest thing right, to that me too is for. I've been on the O'Brien anti-bandwagon for a long time, and when you look at it too, I don't understand how a guy can be labeled as a quarterback whisperer because he made Christian Hackenberg serviceable for one year at Penn State.
Yeah.
You know? It's ridiculous.
To your point about them turning it around, somebody did bring up a good point. Texans were 2-14 the year before O'Brien, 9-7 with a bunch of garbage-ass QBs the year after.
That he picked.
Good point. Good point. Yeah, he did pick the garbage
QBs.
Halfway through, he moved on from David Carr. But he's mediocre. So it's not like he came in and started. He's 9-7, 9-7, 9-7, 4-12 or whatever.
That's, part of the other reason why fans are anti-Bill, too, like with what we were talking about, too, is the press conferences. Win me some championships, some rings, bring some titles, and then have a little piss and vinegar and
totally agree.
When you're in a press conference. Don't have nothing under your resume except for some division titles, and then come in and just completely, you know, throw laser beams verbally at the media.
Yeah, we talked about this last week. You're not Bill Belichick. You're not Pop. You haven't earned the right to be a dick yet. I'm sorry.
I just want to be like him, because I just want one high paying job I don't deserve. Just one. I just want one break where I get a high paying job. Like, I want Las Vegas or MGM hire me to set the lines or something. You know what I mean?
That's a great take. Yeah.
Like, I just want one job like that.
That's
just
funny.
One.
That's funny.
And you can crap on me all the time.
It's not too much to ask, right?
Just one.
And then I'll end the press conference and say it's not my job. Wouldn't care.
Who set this line? Yeah, it's not my job.
Yeah.
But that's your title, line setter.
Nope.
You know what? It's not my job.
Don't care.
But I got a red flag tucked in my sock if you need it. I can throw that at you if you want. All right, we got one in the books, two to go, 2 hours left of the big show. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more to get to. If there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, please give us a call. 713-780-3776. That's our HR&P Lister line where you can call, you can text, you can hit us on Twitter. Hour number two right around the corner. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.